Okay, okay, let's learn. First of all, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, and I appreciate the Mesiras Nefesh of the schlepping, and I know that you're cold. It's uncomfortable. And that's the Torah that you remember. When you learn Torah Mitechat Chak, then you have to be Mesiras Nefesh to learn. Not that this is such major Mesiras Nefesh. I get carried away. But even for us in America, anything that's a little bit more is Mesiras Nefesh, and that Torah stays with you. So let's try to warm up a little bit. The light of Shabbos is what we're talking about. I promised that I would be talking about getting the house ready, Erev Shabbos, as the last discussion before we go into the next series of talks, which will be Hadlakas Neiros candlelighting, which we'll talk about for many weeks. But this is to complete, for now, to complete the Erev Shabbos discussions, to talk about preparing the home. I've brought it up here and there. It's already been discussed a little bit. And I'm nervous that my wife will hear the tape. You know, I'm talking about helping in the house and getting things ready. So I need to be mishtatef more. But Baruch Hashem, we have a nice staff. And regardless of the staff that you have, we know from the Gemara and from the Rambam, we know that the greatest tzaddikim, the greatest tanoim and amoraim, would participate in the preparation of the house. The lashon of the Torah, the words of the Torah are clear. V'yisadu shulchanav v'yetziah hamitas v'yisagin kol inyonei habayis, that the table should be set and the bed should be made and all the inyonei habayis, k'dei shimtzenu aruch mesuder b'vayom ibeis haknesis, so that everything should already be in order and should be set when the men return from shul. Dom Reb Yossi by Yehuda, you're all familiar with this chazal. Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda said, "Shnei malachim yasharis malavim leil adam." Reb Shabbos, Reb Yisakneses, Reb Beis say that there are two malachim who accompany a person home from shul on Friday night. Echad tov ve'echad ra. One is a malach that is good, and the other malach that's not. If they come into that house and the candle's lit and the table's set and the beds are made and prepared, then the Malach Tov, the good Malach, says, may it be Hashem's will that this will be also this coming, the next Shabbos, it will also be in such a way. Which is all that we want in life. That we should be able, Bez Hashem, to have everybody in good health, to be well, and the family, Hashem, to have a family that's well, and for the family to be together, Shabbos. So the result of preparing the house is that the Malach says, Yirotzen l'Shabbos Abba, that the Malach davens for you. The Malach intercedes and begs Hashem that it should continue in such a way that next Shabbos everything should be good. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in the 30th parak, Bitzarach Lesakin, Beisam Yibayid Yom, the house has to be arranged and taken care of before candle lighting, but Nei Chvayt HaShabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos, V'yener dolik v'shulchan aruch l'achol, the candle lit and the table set, amitu matzas and the bed made, shakol elu l'chveit Shabbos heim. All of these actions, preparing the home, are l'chveit Shabbos, for the honor and the glory of Shabbos. Now, what's interesting is that even though we know that there's a hekesh, that the covet of Shabbos and the covet of Yontav are compared one to the other, to honor Shabbos and to honor Yontav, nevertheless, we don't find by Hilchus Yontav, I'm not talking about the Seder table, it's a special din in the Seder, but we don't find by Hilchus Yontav, by the laws of Yontav, such a concept of Ner Dolik and Mitu Mutzas and Shulchan Aruch, the table's already set and the beds are made. This is a Shabbos Dikid Din. It's uniquely connected to Shabbos. It's wonderful to do it for Yontav. But this halach is revealed as part of the Seder of Erev Shabbos, of cleaning, of preparing, of setting things in order. So we need to understand more about this. So first let's understand on a very simple level. For around 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just a simple chat. And then the last few minutes to try to understand it more ba'aymik, in greater depth. And I really will try to be to the point, and I know that you're uncomfortable now, I'm sorry. Everybody knows that Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash are inseparable. Shabbos and time, the Beis HaMikdash and space, they're inseparable. And you know, as Shabsoisai, Tishmairu, Migdoshi, Tiro, Ani Hashem, that the Torah makes the connection in more than one place. The Torah makes the connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. And you know that this is a very, very significant source of halacha. In Hilchos Shabbos, and the Mishkan, that's in Parshas Kedoshim, and then in Kisisa, in Shmos also, the connection between the mitzvah, the tzivui of the Mishkan, and the mitzvah also of Shmir Shabbos, from where we learn that the melachos of the Mishkan are not Deiche Shabbos, but with all the importance of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, they do not, the responsibility to build the Mikdash does not supersede, does not overpower the Metzias of Shabbos, and in Parshas Vayakel, and in countless places in Chazal. The Beis HaMikdash in space, in Shabbos in time. But you know that we have a minig. It's already in the Machzeh Vitri. It's found already among the Talmidim of Rashi, from the Beis Medrash of Rashi, in many places, that by Motzei Shabbos, when Shabbos is finished, we say V'yi Noyim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu U'Maaseh Yadeinu Kunan Nayu. We say V'yi Noyim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. May the light, the pleasantness, the sweetness of Hashem be upon us. That said, after Ma'ariv, the Machzeh Vitri explains that this V'yi Noam, according to Chazal, the V'yi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, this V'yi Noam, Moshe Rabbeinu said when the Melechas HaMishkan was finished. When the work of the Mishkan was finished, Moshe Rabbeinu then davened, V'yi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, U'maaseh Yadeinu Kunanu Aleinu, U'maaseh Yadeinu Kunanu, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, that now that the work is complete, may the light and the presence of Hashem enter into the work of our hands. May there be this meeting, this interfacing of the world of above with our world here below upon the completion of the Mishkan. Therefore, it's interesting. Generally, you know, and certainly those who were brought up in the Nusach Sfard are familiar with the fact that generally, before you do a mitzvah, many say the Nusach of Yinoyim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Maaseh Nikonu Maaseh Nikonu in preparation for the mitzvah. Hashem, may you be pleased and may you connect to what I'm going to do when it comes to by the Ner Chanukah or by other mitzvahs. But over here, after Shabbos, we say the V'hinayim. Not before Shabbos. We say it after Shabbos. And we understand from the Machzeh Vitri that the reason for that is that since Shabbos and the Mishkan are two sides of one Metzius in time and in space, and that somehow Shabbos itself, through the hours of Shabbos, which we'll talk about a little bit at the end, Shabbos itself is the process of Binyan HaMikdash. There is spiritually a construction of the Beis HaMikdash that's taking place through the hours of Shabbos. So just like when Moshe Rabbeinu completed the Mishkan, he said, that may there be this meeting, this interfacing between the world of above and our and the work of our hands and what we've just done, because we've just completed the Mishkan. Therefore, Shabbos, which is the Bechina, which is this aspect of what? In time. Building of the Mikdash in time. So we understand that V'inayim Hashem Elokeinu is said after Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos. After the Mikdash was built. After Shabbos has been built. Through these hours of Shabbos, there's the Binyan HaMikdash in time. That's the simple pshat in the Machzor Vitri, in this minig of saying V'inayim. That's how the Machzor Vitri learns pshat, in the custom. In the Zmir is the connection of Ehave Hashem and Achakim B'Binyan Ariel, B'yayim HaShabbos Kodesh, Sisu V'Simchu K'mekabel Ematan Nachliya. What the Pait is saying in the Zmir is, those who love Hashem, who are waiting and longing for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Achakim B'Binyan Ariel, B'yayim HaShabbos Kodesh, on Shabbos, those Jews who are waiting for the building, for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, on Shabbos, Sisu V'Simchu. Those Jews who are longing for the Beis HaMikdash, on Shabbos they're able to feel some relief, some joy, because the 6 days of the week, we're not building the Beis HaMikdash in such a way as we are on Shabbos. So therefore, the Zmir says, Yahweh Hashem HaMachakim B'Binyan Ariel, B'yayim HaShabbos Kodesh Sisu V'Simchu. On Shabbos, those who are truly longing, those who are truly waiting for the Binyan HaMikdash, on Shabbos they're able to taste some of the Simcha of the Binyan HaMikdash. Kemat Nachliel is given on High Sinai. They're able to experience this a little bit every Shabbos. So why am I talking to you about this now? So if we understand properly what the Rambam is saying, that the union of Kavod Shabbos, the honor of Shabbos, which is expressed in a Ner Dolek, in a lit candle, and a table that's set, and the Mita Mutzas, and this union of the beds being made, all of this, and I'm saying this just, this is B'derech HaPshat, all of this means that every single Shabbos, the home of a Jew is transformed into a shtickle Beis HaMikdash. The home of a Jew is transformed into a little Beis HaMikdash, into that world of the Beis HaMikdash. As Shabbos is welcomed into the house, Shabbos, which is the union of the Mikdash in time, Shabbos requires, in order for Shabbos to enter into your life, Shabbos must come into a home, and the two Malachim come home with you. Shabbos must come into a home which is Me'ain Beis HaMikdash, where there's a Tam of Beis HaMikdash, where there's a taste of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore we understand the Ner Doluk, we'll talk more about this maybe in 2 or 3 weeks. The candle, the Shabbos candle, of course, corresponds to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, to the light that illuminated, that was shining in the Beis HaMikdash. And in our homes, we have that by the Shabbos table, the candle of Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch and the table set is the union of the Lechem Aponim of the Chalas that were set in the Beis HaMikdash. And as you know, Alpi Da'ari and the Tzadikim to this day that have 12 Chalas, that have 12 Chalas by the Shabbos table. And not only that, but Alpi Da'ari, I hope this doesn't upset anybody, but Alpi Da'ari, especially when it comes to the Shabbos table, the table in general, according to the Arizal, should have four legs. Should have arba raglayim, the same way that the Shulchan had in the Beis Hamikdash where the Lechem Aponim was kept, that there should be four legs. Shulchan shel arba raglayim. That the Shabbos table should be one that has four legs, not some pedestal in the middle. I'm not saying it's an aveir and that you have to, you know, go out and buy another table. But the Arizal held that the Shabbos table has to have four legs, because it's a bechina of the Shulchan and the Beis HaMikdash, and that's exactly why he said that. Really, it's good the entire week, because the Shulchan of a person on some level is like a Mizbeach the entire week, without going to that right now. But certainly Shabbos. And the Mitu Mutzas is the deepest thing of all. That everybody's wondering, what does the Rambam have in the Shulchan Aruch with the bed being made? I mean, we understand it's nice. But anything else in the house, they don't talk about. There are a lot of things that could be taken care of in any Jewish home. But what Chazal and the Rambam and the Torah are focusing on is that the bed should be made, should be ready, the mita mutzas. This I can only say by remiza, just by way of a remiz. I can't go into this, of course, at length. But the inyan of the kala of Shabbos, the kala, and we've been talking about the yichud that takes place on Shabbos between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that we've been speaking about since September, Barikala, Barikala, the Nineveh Shechel, and the deepest relationship between a husband and wife, a chasen and kala, a husband and wife, the Nineveh Shabbos, and the Yichud of Leil Shabbos. This is a reflection of those two remarkable kruvim that were in the form of a zach and a keva, the two angelic Tzuris forms in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that were, as you know, were in the Tzura of a male and female. The Mita Mutzas, the bed that's made, is a reflection of the deepest relationship that can take place between Hashem and His people, which is all that we've been talking about, which is Boikala, Boikala, which is the Yichud between the Chasen and Kala, Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, and in this world, between husband and wife, the Kedusha B'Tahar. Complete and total oneness. The songs, the Zmiris on Shabbos, and the Kisvari is an Indian of the Shiris HaLevi'im. The songs of the Beis HaMikdash and the songs of Shabbos. Zmiris on Shabbos is not something extra. Or I'll do the Rebbein Shalom HaTayva. Zmiris and Shabbos is the inyan of Shiras Halevim and the Mikdash. It's the avoda of Shiras Halevim. And even if you're not a Levi, every one of us, there's Shiras Halevim, the Zmiris and Shabbos. And the Besamim, Alpi the Arizal, and you've seen this probably by Sfardim and by some Hasidim, and we're very makbid in my house as well, that Friday night, we make a bracha on Besomim before Kiddush. We use Hadassim to make a bracha, and the Besomim at Soy Shabbos. But the meaning of Besomim, especially bringing in Shabbos with Besomim, is the meaning of the Ketoris, of the incense in the Beis HaMikdash. Achilas Boser and Shtiyas Yayin, the Oynik Shabbos that is manifested in the special Macholim to have meat, and the Shtiyas Hayayin, and the Kiddush on wine. All of this, of course, is the Inyan of the meat of the Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yayin, the wine of Nisach Hayayin, of the wine libations in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's really, really much, much more to talk about. But when we go through Hadlokas Neiros, we'll talk about the Menorah. When we go through Mitzvah Shemch, when we go through the Betzias HaPas, the Challah, the Lechem Mishnah, we'll talk about the Inyan of the Lechem Aponim. We're going to be talking Mitzvah Shemch for a long time about each one of these. But just to see B'derech HaKdamah, the connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, and that the house itself is transformed into a Beis HaMikdash. And the sweet little Jews that are singing Shalom Aleichem and are making Kiddush and sitting down to eat, Amami Shaluch the Rachmana, become Kahanim and Levim in the Beis HaMikdash in your house. And that the Achil of Shabbos, we're going to spend the Mitzvah Shem months and months on the Indian of the meals of Shabbos, the Seudas of Shabbos. That when you're eating the Seudas Shabbos, the Seudas Shabbos is Achilas HaMizbeach, it's mamish eating in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Mefurish on Zayah Kaddish. La Asayis is HaShabbos L'Dayroisa. We all know, and it's in the davening, the pasuk last is HaShabbos L'Dayroisa, that the Shabbos should be kept for all generations. And over there, in the word L'Dayroisa, it's Choser, it's missing the Vav. So the Zayah says, L'Dayroisa is L'Dirosa. That the word Dar, which is generations, Dayroisa, the Zohar connects to the word dira, your dwelling place, the dirasa. The Ovid lay dira nar bilibay, which means that on Shabbos, the Iker is to create a beautiful dwelling place in this world for the Shechina, and within one's heart, the bilvavi mishkan evna. Since Shabbos in time is the mikdash in place, in space, and every Shabbos there's the inyan of the binyan hamikdash in the person's life, in the person's home, in the person's heart. That the chinah of bilvavi mishkan evna, as it says in the Charedim, to construct the mikdash in one's personal life. Therefore, we understand that Shabbos is la'asayis is a Shabbos l'dayroisam is l'dirasam. Since the purpose of creation is to make this world into a dira, into a pleasant dwelling place for the Shekhinah, the Zohar says that on Shabbos Bifrat, in particular, the meaning of Shabbos is the overlay dira nobly bay, to construct a beautiful dwelling place in your heart and in your home that is reflected, regardless of what kind of an apartment, what kind of a house, whatever you have. Wherever a Jew is in this world, wherever he spends Shabbos, to make an effort, even the Chachamim Gedolim, whoever the person is, to make an effort to do something to be misakin the bayis, to prepare the house, to clean the house, to make the house ready. So we understand that it's because of this that malachim are prepared to come into a home. It's not a small thing that a malach is prepared to enter into a Jewish house. It's not a small thing. A malach is not a physical being. A malach can't be soivel physical things. The fact that malachim come home with you from shul Friday night means that because Erev Shabbos, the house was prepared, and there's a near dolik, a candle that's lit, which is the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a Mita Mutzaz, which is the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kodashim, the chamber of the king and the bride and the queen is all prepared. So Mimela, a Malach is able to come into such a world. Now let's try to understand a little bit ba'omek on a deeper level. But again, we're going to go through piece by piece. But just to begin. To understand Shabbos in time, we have to understand a little bit of where the Kedushas HaMikdash comes from. The Kedusha of physical place, of space. The Zohar Kodesh says in Bereishis the following. And this is a very big yesod. Ba'omer David, David HaMelech said, Atahu she'asi says kol ha'olam. Hashem, you created the entire world. V'asi says ha'mayim. And you created water. V'amayim ho'yu mechasnes ha'olam me'haribui she'behem. And initially there was so much water that the entire world was covered by water. V'asi salahem she'iskansu b'tzimtzim kulam el mokim echad. And Hashem, David Mel said, you did an amazing thing. You gathered the waters together. You gathered the waters together. B'tzimtzim kulam. They were constricted and gathered together. El mokim echad, to one place, to form the ocean, rivers, lakes. They were gathered together. To make room for what? To make room for man. To make room for life. So David Melech says, Kachi hirotzen. Kachi hirotzen milfanecha. So David Melech says, so may it be your will, Hashem. Sheshchinotza shehi meleya kol ha'olam kula. That your shechina, your divine presence, that fills the world completely, shetetzamtzem oysa beveischa, may you constrict and draw together and bring, collect the Shechina into your home, into the Beis HaMikdash. Sheyoyse ro'ihu liyoysha. It's more befitting and proper that your divine presence be revealed and shine in that one place that's called the Mikdash. As it says, as David HaMelech said, Lebeischa na'ava kodesh, that in your house, in the Beis HaMikdash, it befits and becomes your house, it becomes your Shechina, that what? That it should dwell, Lebeischa na'ava kodesh, in this place. And not only, and David HaMelech says, I don't mean this only for a little while. Should be like that forever, for a long time. This is what it says in the Zohar Kaddish. This is explained in the Sfarim HaKadoshim in the following way. How is it possible? The whole world seems so dark and empty. It's crazy. It's crazy. I turned on last night the radio to set my clock, and I didn't even realize it was that time. I guess it was around 12. It was cold out last night. Nebuch, the thousands of Meshugaim standing, waiting for it to become 12 o'clock. It's a darkness in the world. It's a darkness in the world. And that's already not so bad. But there's a darkness in the world. And then there's all of a sudden, there's this one place in Yerushalayim that's exploding with Kedusha. That's exploding. Even now, we're not allowed to walk up to that place. Because the Kedusha there is so powerful. So sometimes you think, you know, if I would have created this whole thing, I would have spread it out a little bit, no? Divide it up a little bit. Why does it have to be in such a way that the rest of the world is such a darkness, and that you have in one place such an aura, such a light? Maybe it would be nice to have spread it out. But what the Zohar is saying, and this is how it's understood in the Kisvei Ha'ari, and I'm avoiding the use of any terminology that's not for now. But when Mashiach comes, we'll be able to talk about these things openly. But right now, it has to be said in a way that's not so open. You know what the Zohar is saying is, where does the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash come from? This explosion of light. This explosion of Shechina. Because Hashem gathered in the apparent and obvious that Hashem's presence is everywhere in the universe. That's not the issue. There's no place that's empty of His presence. Chas v'shalom. But the obvious, apparent, revealed Shechina that was once everywhere in creation, because the world was unworthy, was gathered together. This is what Dov Nach is davening for. This is the way that Arizal explains it. The same way with the waters, Yikavu Amayim Amokim Echad, that all the waters, that was once all water, and then it was all gathered together in one place, the ocean, whatever, and now there's a Yabosha, now there's dry land, now the world will be able to exist. So too, once upon a time, the Kedusha was so powerful, was everywhere, there was Kedusha, there was the Shechina. But the world was not roi, was not any longer, the world was no longer worthy, and could not be soivel, could not tolerate, could not sustain such a light. Therefore, the same way the waters were gathered together in one place, the light of God's presence was gathered together from the entire universe into one place, to the Har Bayis, to Yerushalayim, to Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Sefer HaKadoshim say that if not for the sin of the golden calf, you know that we had the opportunity to return to the level, if we did, we tasted of it for a moment, to return to the level of Adam and Chava before the sin. And Yamati Lehim Atam of Ne'elion Kulcha. So the Sforn say that if not for the Cheta Egel, if not for the sin of the golden calf, then Be'emes in truth, every Jewish house would be roi to be mamish a Beis HaMikdash. Not figuratively. It's not like some, we're learning here from the Ari HaKadosh, we're not talking about, this is not a sermon, you understand? Because there are a million sermons about the temple and the house. This is not a sermon. This is the Metzius. If not for the Cheta Egel, then the Shechina could have been revealed throughout the world and anywhere where there's a Jew living. That dira, that house, that apartment, that little corner of the earth would have been a Mokam HaMikdash, where there would have been Gilui Shechina, there would have been the revealed presence of Hashem the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. And every single Jew would have been worthy to be a Kohen Gadol, to be a high priest. And in each house there would be a Lifnai, a Lifnim, there would be a Kodesh HaKadoshim, a Holy of Holies, and there'd be a Mita Mutzas, and a Shulchan Aruch, and in there Dolik, and it would be Mamish HaMokim HaMikdash. And the Jewish people are Mamlechas Kehanim V'Goy Kodesh, a nation of Kehanim. That's in our ideal state of how it could be, how it will be. But Ochein Ke'odim Temusin, we failed. We repeated the failure of Adam and Chava in Gan Eden. And as a result of that, the same way with the waters of creation, there was a tzimtzim, there was an ingathering, the process of Yikavu HaMayim El Mokim Echad. That instead of the world being covered with water, it was gathered into one place, into the oceans. This is the side, this is the mystery of also li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham, the mitzvah of the building of the mikdash in Yerushalayim. And this is the oimik, this is the deeper meaning of the tchina, of the tefillah of David HaMelech. That David HaMelech said, that once the waters cover the world and you gather them into one place, kach yehi rotzen, David HaMelech says, so may it be your will. Sheshchinoso shehi meleya kol olam kulo. That your Shechina that covers the world, that fills all existence. The world isn't worthy. The world will abuse, misuse, misunderstand. It will be a disgrace for the Shechina HaKadosh. The world is dark and sinful. So may Hashem, may your Shechina leveischa na'ava kodesh. May the Shechina be gathered into this one building, this one place, this one mokum, this one point on earth. From the entire universe. From all those places where it could have been, where it should have been. that David HaMelech was begging Hashem that there shouldn't be a repetition of what happened after the chait of Adam HaRishon by the generation of the flood, and the dispersion where the Shekhinah was going higher and higher and higher, was separating itself from this world. That's what happened in the aftermath of the original, of the beginning of time. That Chazal tell us that the Shekhinah retreated to the highest level of the Rekia of the firmament. That the Hashem's presence retreated from the world. So David HaMelech said, no, please, Yehirat Zimul Fanecha, don't run away. Rabbi Shalom, don't run away from this world. Please stay in the world. I understand you can't be in every Jewish home. I understand you can't be in Tokyo, you can't be in Paris, London, I understand. Even though there are Yidden over there, you can't be there. So at least the Veschanava Kaidish, Mimet Samsam Yeshchina, gather in your presence into the Makim HaMikdash, into that place. In Yushalayim. Yikavu Hamayim al Makim Echa, to gather in the waters to one place. This is also connected to the idea of going to a mikveh every Shabbos and Shabbos. It's not for now. But Yikavu Hamayim al Makim Echa. This matziv, this mitzias that I've just described, based upon the Zohar and the Kisveri, this mitzias is one that prevails during the 6 days of the week. The 6 days, as we discussed last week, of separating, the 6 days of darkness, of trying to find a little bit of good in the midst of darkness, trying to refine oneself, trying to pick out the fish from the bones, trying to find something good. The Eitz HaDa'as, Tevera, the 6 days of the week of Tree of Knowledge, the Tree of Doubt, of uncertainty and confusion. The 6 days of the week, during the 6 days of the week, the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf, and that confusion of falling into the ugliness of Chet, unfortunately that world prevails during the 6 days. But when it comes to Shabbos, every single Jewish house, you remember last week we spoke about the crowns, you remember the crowns, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us back the crowns, even though he took Nasa and Nishma, Moshe Rabbeinu, on Erev Shabbos, he gives them back to us, right? The Nasa and Nishma we spoke about last week. So every Shabbos, on some level, your little apartment, your little house, wherever it is in the world, even though it's so far from Yerushalayim, is allowed to receive that light, that primordial light, that light from the beginning of the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence. And therefore, what you're eating now at the table is no longer just regular food. Even though you bought it in the same store, and you put in the same seasoning, but the achila of Shabbos is an achila of what? Of kodshim, of shlomim. It's an Indian of eating by the Beis HaMikdash, because the house is no longer constrained by the tzimtzum, by the smallness of sin, by the withdrawal of the Shekhinah from one's life, by the ingathering of the Shekhinah just into Yerushalayim. But somehow every Shabbos, it's released again, and there's a huge sigh of relief, because the Shekhinah has room to breathe. And the Shekhinah then creeps into every Jewish house. Whether it's a Jewish house, whether it's a house that's in Chevron Be'er-Sheva, or Lahavdil, whether it's in Great Neck, or Queens, or Brooklyn, there's no Nafkin. Wherever there are Jews who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep Shabbos. Wherever there are Jews who prepare the house to receive Shabbos. So now when you drink the wine of Kiddush, it's not stam. You're drinking wine, it's the nisach hayayin, it's like pouring the wine on the mizbeach. And now, a husband and wife is not anymore just a marriage, whatever a marriage is. A husband and wife is an inyan of the Shekhinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah, the kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the love that is available on Friday night and Shabbos, in a family, it's not just the casual love of the 6 days of the week that's distant and impersonal. The love of Shabbos is a love that comes from the Beis HaMikdash, from the place of Oiz V'Chedva, of Ahava, of the Kruvim, where the greatest and deepest love in all of the universe is revealed between Hashem and His Kala, and the two Kruvim, the Zach and the Keva, look at each other lovingly. That's what's available on Shabbos. That's the universe of Chayal Miyimsa. And therefore you understand that Matzah Shabbos you say, V'inayim Hashem Elokein, that after Shabbos I've just completed a Migdash. So the same way after the completion of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu said, U'masi Yadenu Kohen Aleinu, may these physical things that we just did, may they meet up with the Shechina. When Moshe Rabbeinu finished the Mishkan. So too after Shabbos, V'inayim Hashem Elokein, U'aleinu, U'masi Yadenu Kohen Aleinu, U'masi Yadenu Kohen Aleinu, that we ate the Shabbos foods. That we played with the children Shabbos. That we learned Torah in the house on Shabbos. That we prepared and cleaned and made the beds and gave the kids their baths and so on for Shabbos. May those physical acts be infused with the Shechina the same way the Beis HaMikdash, all those physical fixtures of the Beis HaMikdash became filled with the reality of Hashem's presence. And that's the meaning of Pnei Shabbos Nekabla, of accepting Shabbos. The whole week the Shechina is Shechinta Begelusa Regleha Yardais Mavis. The 6 days of the week the Shechina is wandering throughout the world. And even Yerushalayim now, the Har Bayis is inhabited by the filth of Yishmael, by the tomb of Yishmael, and the Shechina wanders throughout the world. And the Shechina is like a bird that's jumping from one rooftop to the other. Eizem Mokim and Nuchasi, with no place to rest. Shabbos, the Jewish home becomes the place for the Shechina. And Shabbos, we come back to the Metzias before the Chet Egel. We come back to the love of Adam and Chava before the confusion of the snake. That's why we're going to talk much more about this. Why is it that machlokes on Shabbos, anger on Shabbos, fighting, especially, God forbid, between a husband and wife, is mamish a churban beis hamikdash, mamish a churban beis hamikdash. It's a destruction of the beis hamikdash. If a Jew would understand this, because that's why there's a special Yetzirah to have disagreements on Shabbos between parents and children, a husband and wife. It's a churban beis hamikdash. It's taking the beis hamikdash and setting it on fire. By sevar reish b'chol mashvesechem yom haShabbos, the Zohar says is the inyan of machlokes on Shabbos, and how the malachim run away from our home, how the Shechina runs for the hills. When the Shechina comes back Friday night and wants to enter into a home and sees a home with his what? With his sadness, with his depression, with his tension, with his machloikis. Where there are Jews who aren't smiling, where the Jews who are not greeting Shabbos, who aren't good to each other, God forbid, who aren't caring for each other. This is the connection between Shabbos and the Mikdash and the Mishkan everywhere in Torah. Shmiras HaMikdash, the mitzvah to guard the Beis HaMikdash, the inyan of Shomeres Yom HaShabbos, guarding the Shabbos, taking care of the Shabbos. All of the restrictions, not to do this Shabbos, not to do that, because it's a Beis HaMikdash in time. And in the Beis HaMikdash, every single thing has to be just so. And there can't chalila be anything that doesn't belong in the Beis HaMikdash. God forbid. So maybe we understand the din now. Of course, building the Beis HaMikdash is not Deich HaShabbos. There's no reason that one should build the Beis HaMikdash physically on Shabbos, because since Shabbos itself is what? Shabbos and Pnimius is itself Binyan HaMikdash. Therefore, physically building the Mikdash is not Deich HaShabbos. There isn't a competition between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. They're not competing. Shabbos, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deich HaShabbos, doesn't prevail over Shabbos, because the Shabbos itself is the Binyan HaMikdash.
Therefore, it can make things a little bit better.
Sof kol sof, that's the tachlis of my saying this, of talking about this. If a person has this frame of mind, could you imagine? Friday. Normally, when you have to put the aron into order in your house, the closets are in a terrible state of disarray, and there are coats on the floor, one or two on a hanger, and you want to get the house ready for Shabbos. If you think that when you metapel in your aron, in your funny little closet, with its coats and its dresses, and jackets, suits, that your aron is a bechina on some level of preparing an aron in the base of the aron of Hashem in the base of Mikdash, what that means. And if you think, when you're getting a child, Bez Hashem, there should be healthy Jewish children and grandchildren, nieces, nephews, little sisters, little baby brothers, when you're giving a bath. That's one thing that I always try to do. So if you think about it, when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you know, you wash your hands, you wash your feet. All the rechitzes for Shabbos, when you bathe, when you go to the mikveh, when you're taking care of children, the children themselves are kruvim. When you kiss a child on Shabbos, it's not the same child that you're kissing during the week, even though that's also delicious. But Shabbos, it's like, you know, after the Ishbitz had died, whenever Reb Leibler would come into his house, his great student, Reb Leibler Eger, when he would come to the Ishbitz's house, he would run over and kiss the walls. And he would kiss the floor. And he'd say, these are Rebbe's walls. This was where Rebbe walked. It's a different kind of a kiss. When it was the house of the Ishbitzin. Could you imagine? Halachas kama v'kama. If that's for the house of the Tzaddik, then the house of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is every house on Shabbos. And the children, a husband, a wife. And when you're setting the Shabbos table, so if you think about it, and really try to think about it, because this is not something where, again, there's not symbolism. This is the Metzius. So setting the table on Shabbos could sometimes be annoying on Friday to set the table, because you're in a rush and you got, you know, to take out this and to take out that, and the age old machlokes, whether it should be paper or there should be, you know. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be. It certainly is. It's difficult for people to get ready. But when you put the things out, it's the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash Mamash. It's the shulchan. And you put the chalas, you put the lechem mishnah, and you're setting up the lechem upon it. You're setting up the lechem upon it. And we'll talk about each of these separately. And when the husband, or whoever it is that's setting up the Shabbos candles, so you're mamish, you're involved in the Hatovas HaNeiros. You're a person that's preparing the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. You're preparing the Beis HaMikdash. You're preparing the candles in the Beis HaMikdash. And when you're sitting down to eat, so this which otherwise would be stam, some meat, potatoes, or beans. You have cholent on Shabbos. It's an inyan of achilas kodshim, achilas shlomim. Of course, they developed a new thing in America. Is they start eating cholent already now? Probably Wednesday. I know when they start to eat cholent. It's also a new thing. Start to have cholent during the week. I tell you, I can't eat gefilte fish after Malava Malka, and I love gefilte fish, and especially the first bite with the challah, right? With a good chrein. But if you give me the same gefilte fish, and I did try, because there's sometimes leftover, and it's rachmanis. So I tried, but to Sunday to have a piece of gefilte fish, or they give it at a chasna, they have by the shmorgas by looking at gefilte fish, I look at him like, what are you doing here? What's a nice fish like you doing in a place like this? What are you doing over here? Cholent. What's a cholent? Wednesday, Thursday, cholent. So I used to Sunday I used to eat cholent Sunday that was left from Shabbos, because there's also needing to shrine from Shabbos, also not a small thing. But that was the last 10 years. I can't do that either. I can't eat the cholent on Sunday either. It's something different. It's something else. And that's why even the times of Shabbos itself are divided in the following way. The times of Shabbos itself, and we'll talk about each of these things separately. No. It goes off. In the Beis HaMikdash, you know, the three basic dargis. I'm just touching upon this now, and we'll talk about each thing separately. The three basic levels. First, the outer courtyard, of course, the Azara, and the Mizbech HaChitzen, and the external altar, the Mizbech HaChitzen. So the Svarim say that the outer courtyard corresponds to the limbs of a person, to the physical body, which is the external outer part of your being. That's the Azara, that's the courtyard of the temple. And then, of course, you have the Heichel. You have the area of the Mikdash itself, which corresponds, this Svarim tells us, which corresponds to the heart of a Jew, to what you want, to your tshukas, to your ritzainis, to the emotional, spiritual ritzainis and tshukas, which is, you're going now towards the Holy of Holies, towards the Kodesh Kodashim. And the Kodesh Kodashim itself, according to the Svarim, the Kodesh Kodashim, of course, means what? The moyach, the mind, the neshama, the inner essence of a Jew is the mind of a Jew. Which is why it says in Nefesh Chaim in the beginning, that God forbid a Jew who has inappropriate thoughts, it's causing more damage than Nebuchadnezzar was able to, or Titus Arasha were able to with the destruction of the Mikdash, of the physical base of the Mikdash. The mind of a Jew is the Holy of Holies. So the Svarim tell us that these correspond to the three times, the three general times of Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, Friday night, in time, is the outer courtyard, is the Azara, and the Mizbech HaChitzen, which means the Taharas Eivorim, the purification and the holiness of a Jewish body, the limbs and the organs of a Jew, which is the courtyard of a Jew. Shabbos Kodesh itself, the day of Shabbos, is the union of the Heichel in space of the Beis HaMikdash, which means Kedushas Halev, the heart. And the holiest time of Shabbos, of course, is Shalashudas, Raivad Raivin, the third meal. That time of Shabbos corresponds to the Kodesh Kodashim, to the holiest of holies, which is the Moach, the mind of a Jew. And that's what the Novi Yecheskel meant when he said, Koyama Hashem, Shar Achotza Hapnimis Yesogur Sheshis Yemeh Maise. So the Novi said that the Shar, the inner gate of the Mikdash, was closed in the 6 days. But on the day of Shabbos, the gate to the inner sanctuary of Hashem is opened. On the day of Shabbos, it's open. I want to share with you, it takes maybe 10 seconds to share with you a poem. There's a wonderful, wonderful book that my wife showed me, of poems that were written by someone who I never met, but apparently an extremely special Jewish woman. It's clear from the poems that she is a Baal Teshuva and a Bris Lever. It's called Memo to Self.
It's a beautiful book. I don't know if it's still available. So she has a poem here. It wasn't written about Shabbos. It's written about the Jewish home. So this sounds like a typical Jewish home in Erev Shabbos. My cup runneth over. Also my sink runneth over. My laundry hamper runneth over. My baby's diaper runneth over, about which the less said the better. With all this runnething over, how dare I ask for a purse that runneth over too? My cup runneth over and over and over. It runneth onto the tablecloth. It drippeth down onto the floor. It beginneth to fill the room, floweth into the hallway, and out the door. It filleth the house, the world, the universe. Enough, I cry, no more. But you continue to pour. That's the poem. But you have to see it and you have to think about it. So we sometimes feel like we can't manage. And we have to take care and to prepare our little Beis HaMikdash for the Master of the Universe, for Shechina, on Shabbos, Friday. And we say we can't take it anymore. Enough, I cry, no more. But you, Hashem, you continue to pour. And that's what the Malach says. When the Malach comes to the Jewish home, the Malach HaTov comes to the Jewish home Friday night. And if it's like a little Beis HaMikdash, the table's set, the beds are made, and the candles lit. So the Malach Tov says, Yehi Ratzon L'Shabbos Haba. The Malach screams out, Rebbein Shalom, continue to pour. Keep on pouring to this home, so that your brachas runneth over. All the brachas of Hashem should be poured into this home and continue to be poured into this home. Because the Shechina HaKadosha that finds a place where she can go continues to pour her blessings into that home. See, Ratzon, may we be Zayichim with Hashem to hear in our mind's ear, in our heart's ear, the bracha every Friday night of Yehi Ratzon l'Shabbos Haba, but that the big Yehi Ratzon should be l'yom shekula Shabbos semnuch l'chayir lomim begula Hashem v'hamitis v'mhem yomenu amein. Next week, Bez Hashem will continue with the regular time on Wednesday night. And again, I appreciate the coming. I'm sorry for the difficulties.